But first, the race between incumbent Republican Governor Doug Ducey and Democratic challenger David Garcia is largely focused on education. As Red for Ed's massive teacher walkouts dominated headlines this year, and the debate over how to fund K-12 education here continues. Now, Governor Ducey is reaffirming his claim that Garcia tried to rig the election for the failed Invest in Ed proposition, which would have taxed the state's wealthiest residents to pay for education. The only problem, there's no evidence to back it up, according to Capital Media Services' Howie Fisher, who's on the line now. So, Howie, this goes back to the first debate between those two candidates. Tell us a little bit about when the governor first said this comment.
Yes, this occurred, as you point out, about a week ago when the first debate occurred in Phoenix. And obviously the charges were flying, and the governor, who has never been a supporter of Invest in Ed, decided to sort of up the ante, and he pointed out that the Supreme Court had ruled that Invest in Ed could not go on the ballot because of some misleading language. But then he went a step farther and said that David Garcia tried to rig the election, and the Supreme Court caught him at that, which, of course, is untrue. I don't know how else to describe it.
So he's trying to say that David Garcia was somehow involved in getting Invest in Ed going or trying to get it on the ballot?
Exactly. There is no question that David Garcia supported Invest in Ed. He was counting on the $690 million that the tax would raise through higher income taxes on the wealthy to fund K-12 education. But it's quite something different to somehow say that he tried to rig it, because I can find no evidence at all that he was involved with crafting the measure, with coming up with the wording. In fact, all the evidence runs to the contrary, which means that to suggest that he is responsible versus the attorney who crafted it, David Lujan, who crafted it, is responsible. I mean, that's just a cheap political hit. I don't know how else to describe it.
So now they're doubling down on this claim, though. Tell us what's happening now.
Well, the governor mentioned it, as we pointed out last week on the debate in Phoenix. He mentioned it sort of briefly in the debate in Tucson, and I thought, okay, that's the end of it. Well, then he decided to do a radio show and decided to repeat the claim. And I think the governor's belief is he keeps repeating the same line that somehow it'll be true. And that's part of the reason that we did the story, to point out there is no basis for the governor's charges, none whatsoever.
You talked to Daniel Scarpinato, one of the governor's aides, about this. What did he have to say?
Well, he tried to justify it by saying, well, look, the Supreme Court did, in fact, conclude that the ballot language was misleading and could not go on the November ballot. Well, it's quite something else to say that the court found problems with the language and to blame Garcia. The other point is that Scarpinato would have you believe that the Supreme Court totally slapped down the issue as not even worth arguing, failing to point out when the Supreme Court did knock it off the ballot, it was a split decision by the court. So among the seven justices, even they couldn't agree. So it clearly wasn't quite as crystal as Scarpinato would suggest.
So, I mean, obviously this election's a lot about education and the gubernatorial race in particular. So what are each of the candidates suggesting would be their plan if this is not the one that Garcia might have, you know, been behind?
Well, obviously, to the extent that Garcia wanted this measure, certainly that was part of his plan, even if he wasn't behind crafting this. At this point, his idea is, well, I'll just go ahead and I'll work with the legislature and come up with something. He says we need more money. The governor's idea is, there's plenty of money out here, nothing to see here. You know, trust me, I'm your governor, and we'll be able to come up with the 19% raise for teachers and the additional district assistance, and things will be just fine. So truthfully, for all the talk about education, neither of them really has a concrete plan to ensure that there will be adequate dollars for K-12 education.
All right. Howie Fisher with Capital Media Services. Thanks, as always.
Take care.